Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
My next guest started in the fruit markets in Dublin aged 14 and graduated into the telecom sector by putting Wi-Fi on buses and coaches. He's now been bought out of his latest venture, Rural Wi-Fi. He's still a shareholder with Fleet Connect and a former winner of the Newstalk Business Person of the Month. And he is Patrick Cotter and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
We'll come to your amazing story of risk-taking in a moment. But first, tell us about the deal to sell Rural Wi-Fi. Is that gone through now?
Yes, it is, yeah. Imagine Telecom approached us probably this time last year, or maybe around Christmas time. Mm. And it took about 6-7 months to go through. And now the Rural Wi-Fi family have moved over to the Imagine Broadband family.
Yeah. And are you going to stay on to help them help with that transition?
On a consultancy basis, yeah, for about a year, right. Maybe, yeah.
You've come a long way from selling fruit at age 14.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. So sitting here talking to you and going, oh my God, like, where do I start? You know, but...
Probably illegal to be working at 14, though, was it?
Back then, sure. You're get out to work and become somebody.
How did you make the leap from selling fruit to telecoms?
I got into the IT sector, in sales. And it was sort of by chance because I was selling everything. Pallet racking, bloody, you can name it, I sold it. And then I got in sort of selling telephone minutes for Aircom.
All right.
And for Vodafone, and for all, not Vodafone at the time. And I then went into sort of IT infrastructure, selling routers, selling telephone systems, IPTV systems. And that's how I got the idea to put Wi-Fi on buses and trains.
And that was the key breakthrough with Fleet Connect. And what did you do? Did you put a kind of a load of SIM cards on the buses so they could connect with a wider network?
I basically was on a train to Cork because my car was broken. A typical entrepreneur story. Mm. And I had a new beautiful shiny laptop and a new dongle. Remember the dongles used to hang down?
Yes, I do remember them.
So I was sitting in the carriage of an Irish Rail train. Mm. And I noticed everybody, no one could connect.
Yeah,
everybody's like banging on their computers and this sort of stuff. And I just came to myself, what if I put an antenna on the roof? Because I was in a steel box. So the Wi-Fi doesn't work through steel, or cellular doesn't work through steel. Mm-hmm. And I put a router in the carriage, I could give broadband. That's how I got the idea. I met two Ericsson engineers who had the idea as well. Mm-hmm. So we formed a company called iCamera. And 38 countries later, the largest Wi-Fi network in the world in 2013 we had.
That was fairly interesting, though, because you were in sales and suddenly you were talking about creating a new type of technology or using a new technology. And the Swedes had no problems with that.
Well, they needed someone commercial, a bit mad, who was going to go out to the customers and present it. And
that's where you came in.
That's where I came in. But, like, I had the idea. I found people that had a similar idea. Mm. I brought a company together. And we'd offices in Gothenburg, London, America. And we sold the rail side of that a couple of years ago to Equans, a French company. And I kept Fleet Connect on the buses in Ireland and the UK. So we still do Bus Air and Dublin Bus.
And you're still a shareholder with Fleet Connect?
I'm the majority shareholder, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's it like being an entrepreneur in Ireland these days? Is it seat of the pants stuff, and is it risk all type environment?
Well, see, the word entrepreneur, first of all, I can't spell it, right? Because I'm an entrepreneur.
Neither could George W. Bush, so don't worry about that.
I remember that one. Well, being an entrepreneur, like, you have an idea and you're blinkers. It's like a light bulb. You don't see anything. What I think should happen in this country, right? Me going back from when I wanted to start out, I couldn't see it failing, but I didn't understand the steps. Mm. So the cost of sale, how much you need to make this. None of that bothered me. So I was self-learned myself, becoming the guy with the idea, to paying the payroll, to dealing with the VAT and the tax and all that sort of stuff. So in Ireland, if there's somebody has a viable, once the idea becomes viable and suddenly you can make a business out of it, right? Mm-hmm. Surely there's some government could step in and say, okay, we're going to help you here now, because the entrepreneur needs help. He doesn't think he does, but he does.
And did you not go to the likes of Enterprise Ireland?
I went to Enterprise Ireland at the early days of iCamera Fleet Connect. And I just found it so encompassing, the amount of paperwork I had to fill in. And I can hardly read a paragraph of an email, honestly. So, and I never bothered. And I never, we had no borrowings in that business. We just, I asked the suppliers to give me a go. I promise you I'm going to stick with you, blah, 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 which is very true. So I begged, borrowed and stealed to get that business going. I don't think it should be that way these days, because you've got the AI propositions, you have so many software applications that we don't really have here. We have bits of it.
Mm.
And like, for example, call center, AI for call center.
Yeah.
Right? Obviously, I was involved in call centers. So AI can now score the actual individual salesperson, whether it be support person, rather than the manager having to listen into hours of calls to see did they say the right thing or not. So there's all these things. I'm looking at bringing something like that into Ireland.
Yeah. The reason I ask these questions is because I have the EU Commissioner for Financial Services on the show tomorrow morning.
I'd love to meet him.
And she is introducing the Saving and Investments Union, which hopes to prize open Irish wallets, not just Irish wallets, Dutch, French, German, Estonian wallets, and get people investing in people like you. Because at the moment, we're sitting on hundreds of billions of euros in cash, earning no interest, or next to no interest.
It's just sitting there.
Just sitting there, earning nothing. And what she wants to do is prize it open so that people take a bit of a chance on guys like you, on entrepreneurs like you. Would that have changed your history?
I probably would have been quicker. I would have kept my hair. But I think, honestly, this country is full of so many brilliant coders, so many brilliant IT people. I've met, like, the best people. I've dealt with every nationality in the world.
Mm.
I've sold to everybody. I've supported everybody. But the Irish have a good way of doing stuff. But they're, for risk-averse stuff, we're caught in this blanket. And I always put it down to population. There's 6 million here. There's, I think, 40 million in the UK.
Mm.
So you can sell more product to people in the UK than here. So we're always at the back end. But this European Commission thing, I think, you know, young lads who have ideas come to someone like me, and then I can do the paperwork now.
I think you'd make a great dragon, actually, if there was another round of Dragon's Den. Thank you very much for coming on, Patrick, and best of luck in your next venture, which I'm sure there'll be two or three more into the future. That's Patrick Cotter from Fleet Connect and Rural Wi-Fi, now part of the Imagine Broadband Group.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.